The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air from coast to coast.
So let's get going.
Up, Tony. Up, boy. Up. The Mystery of the Border Smugglers. Tom Mix is working with the Texas Rangers to smash a powerful gang of smugglers. Right now, this gang, led by a mysterious person known as the Mask, is holding Wrangler captive in an abandoned ranch house 10 miles outside of the town of Havanas. As Tom and Pecos search for the Wrangler, Tom notices a light in the old ranch house, and he and Pecos wheel their horses and ride in its direction. Meanwhile, unknown to them, they are being watched and are riding straight into the guns of the smugglers. In a moment, we'll learn what happens. But first, here's Pecos Williams.
Howdy, everybody. Say, these here are days when it's up to you and me and all of us to keep in the top of condition. And the best way I know to do this is to saddle up every morning with a hot dish of good old Ralston. Now, Ralston ain't just an ordinary cereal. Shuckins, no. It's an extra special kind of cereal that packs a heap of nourishment and quick energy. Cowboy energy. Ralston, you see, is made of whole wheat. And it's enriched with vitamin B1, the vitamin that gives you pizzazz. Has Ralston got a flavor that's a Lulu? You just asked any straight shooter you know. Now, why not tell your ma tonight to get you a red and white checkerboard package of good old Ralston tomorrow?
And now, come on out to the Rio Grande country. In the light of a full moon, Tom and Pecos are galloping toward the old abandoned ranch house, not realizing they are about to step into a dangerous trap.
Come on.
Stretch
out there, boy. Come on.
Jim, I'm Nintley, Tom.
Yeah?
If you did see a light in that old house, it's probably nothing but a drifter who's holed up there for the night.
Well, you may be right, Pecos. We're not taking any chances.
Shuckins, I hope we ain't wasting time. We know something's happened to Wrangler. Leastways, we expect it has. It seems to me we ought to get to Havanas and try to pick up his trail pronto.
We'll only be a few minutes, Pecos. We may find something important. That old ranch house would make a pretty good hideout.
Sure would.
Here. Oh, easy. Ooh, easy. Ooh. What is it, Tony? What is it, boy, huh?
He's sure acting mighty peculiar, Tom.
Yeah. He must be trying to tell us something. What is it, Tony, huh? What is it, fella?
Now, what in the name of bald-faced eagle?
He wants me to give him his head so he can show us what's wrong. All right. There you are. Go ahead. There you are.
That horse has got more sense than a whole bunch of people put together. Look at him, Tom.
Yeah.
He's slowing down. He's swerving away from the ranch house,
mm-hmm.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
He must know there's someone in that house. Someone we got to be careful of.
Yeah.
What do we do now, Tom?
Instead of riding up to the ranch, we leave the horses here and walk.
Right.
That way we can...
Not quick!
I thought. There is somebody there. And I'll send these horses on their way. Get them out of range.
All right,
get going.
Don't
get up. Get up.
Go on. Now what do we do, Tom?
Well, there's only one thing we can do.
Jim, I mean, Tom, that bullet burned my finger.
Yeah, they're using high-powered rifles, Pecos.
Yeah, and that means we got to get closer.
Well, luck, before we can use our six-shooters.
He's jumping. Things are all beginning to heat up, Tom.
Yeah, head for that brush, Pecos. We got to get undercover. Come on.
Right. Who's ever shooting that rifle sure knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Doggone it, there went my hat. Just wait till I get my hands on the
bar. Stop, quick.
Right. I tell you, Tom.
Don't move, Pecos. Man handling that rifle's a good shot, all right?
Yeah.
I don't like the looks of this, Pecos.
Well, the only thing to do is to smoke them skunks out of there, Tom.
Yeah, maybe. If Wrangler's in that house, he might...
You mean, if they make it too hot for him, they might...
Right. Listen, Pecos.
Yeah?
These men are sharpshooters, and there's a full moon. There's only a slim chance we can get up to that house without being hit. We've got to risk it.
Well, what are you leading up to, Tom?
Just this. Whoever gets close enough to help Wrangler has got to be a mighty good Indian fighter.
I get you.
All right, then. Come on, we'll try it together. Give me your knife.
Here. Going to hack off one of them bushes, huh?
That's right. We'll hold the bushes in front of us and creep up on the ranch house that way. There. Now, they'll hack off enough of these bushes.
Meanwhile, as Tom hacks away at the bushes, preparing to approach the ranch house Indian style, within the ranch house, Wrangler is being held prisoner.
Take these ropes off of me, you yellow-backed varmints. I just dare you to take them off.
Save your breath, mister. All the shouting in the world won't do you no good where you're going. We got orders from the mess to put you out of the way, so get moving.
Try and make me. Just try and make me.
I'm giving you one more chance now. Are you coming quiet, or do we have to persuade you?
Listen to me, you sneaking polecat. I'm tired of looking at your ugly face. So if you're aiming on shooting me, you may as well do it right here and now.
Oh, no. We ain't gonna shoot you. We got other plans.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a cliff about 6 miles from here. We ride out to that cliff. When we get to it, we stop. But you keep going.
Gonna ride me off the cliff, eh?
That's right. When the rangers find you, they'll think you've had an accident. You get it? What do you say? Do you come quiet or do we get rough?
What do you think?
I think we gotta get rough.
You're right!
Okay, I've wasted enough time. Joe, Pete, grab him.
Yeah. All right, partner. You just come in.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. Missed him. He kicked me.
Hey, orders or no orders, I got a mind to plug you for that. Get away from him, Joe.
Hey, go ahead. I ain't scared of you, you yellow-livered coyote.
You asked for it, now you're going to get it.
Pete!
What?
The mask wants you.
Quick.
Now, what's up? The place is being attacked.
Okay, wait till I bed down this culprit.
Oh, there ain't no time for that. You can take care of him later. Come on.
Okay. I guess you'll be safe enough here, mister, till I get back.
All right, boys. Come on.
Yeah, but not before we're close enough to do a little shooting on our own. Here goes.
Let them have it. Let's go.
Right.
We'll show them, Tom. Come on.
Yeah, we've got it.
Ooh, Tom.
Yeah, pull it, Grayson. Yeah, just a stretch. Take it. Watch for the flashes of the rifles.
Right.
That'll give you an idea where to fire.
That's what I'm doing, Tom.
Okay. Come on. Let's start closing in, Pegasus. We've got to get inside that house.
Yeah.
Hey, they stopped firing, Pegasus.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Listen.
What is it, Tom?
I thought I heard hoofbeats.
I don't hear nothing.
Wait. Yeah, there they are. The whole gang heading away from the ranch.
Well, what's it mean, Tom?
That means they're afraid to stand and fight.
What'll we do?
We're going after them. I'll whistle for Tony. If Wrangler was in there, they'd probably taken him with them. They wouldn't leave him behind.
Well, maybe they would,
no,
Tom.
You make too valuable a hostage if we get him cornered. All right, Tony. All right, boy. Come on. Let's go.
Up, Tony.
Come on.
Get up.
Come on.
Sure was right, Tom. There they are up ahead.
Yeah. Get moving, Tony.
Come on,
stretch out,
boy.
Get on. Come on. Come on.
Come on, fellas. They're a chucking lead back this way, Tom.
Yeah, I know it.
I don't care about them getting me, but if they get my horse like they got my hat.
We're gaining on it, Pegasus. We're gaining. Can't take a chance on hitting Wrangler if he's with them. Fire over their heads. That may stop them.
All right. Just like you say, Tom. It ain't stopping them, none. Maybe I'd better...
No, we'll catch up with them soon. Come on, Tony, come on. Keep low in the saddle, Pegasus.
All right, Tom. Come on, come
in. Yeah, we're almost on them now.
Yeah. Their bullets are getting more and more uncomfortable close, Tom. What are you doing?
Uncoiling my rope.
You mean you're going...
I think I can reach the last man in that gang. If I can pull him off his horse, it's just a chance that'll stop the rest of them. I'm going to try anyway.
Okay. Good luck, Tom.
Well, here goes. Oh, I better widen that loop. There. Now then, here we go.
You did it, Tom. Partner, that's rope.
Hold on, Tony. Whoa.
You yanked him clean out of the saddle.
Hold, Comanche.
Hold, boy. Hold. Hey, they're stopping up ahead, too.
Yeah.
Looks like they... Tom!
What?
Watch that varmint there on the ground that you roped. He's got a gun.
Oh, no, you don't.
No! My hand! You shut the gun out of my hand!
Take that rope off him, Pegasus, and keep him covered.
Right, Tom. Come here, you.
Hey, Pegasus.
Yeah?
The gang's coming back. Get set for anything.
All right, Tom. One of them's wearing a mask.
Yeah. He must be the leader. All right, you. What do you want?
Pretty clever, Mix. Roping one of my men. I'll hand him over.
You stay where you are. I'll turn this man over to you and you hand Wrangler over to me. Now, where is he?
Bring the Wrangler forward, man. Here he is, Mix. Bound and gagged.
All right. I'll trade this man for Wrangler.
Oh, no, Mix. You don't think I came back to parley with you, do you? Oh, no. You're greased lightning on the draw. I know that. But suppose you take a look at this.
Tom, what? He's got...
Yeah, it's all right, cowboy. Don't get excited. Yeah. I got the muzzle of this gun against Wrangler's head. And unless you two drop your guns and surrender, I'll pull the trigger.
Holding his gun at the Wrangler's head, the mask calls upon Tom and Fakus to surrender. What will happen next? For fast action, mystery, and thrills, be sure to listen in tomorrow. Say, you know, Uncle Sam wants you to help build a stronger America by keeping physically fit and in the top of condition. Now, many wide-awake young Americans who are going places and doing things depend on good old Ralston to give them energy to help keep them fit. For Ralston puts the B1 in breakfast. And vitamin B1, as you know, is the cowboy energy vitamin. An amazing vitamin science tells us we must have every day if we want to have a keen, alert mind, good digestion, buoyant energy, and robust health. So if you want to be a leader and a winner, join the thousands of alert, wide-awake, straight shooters of America who start each morning off with Ralston, the hot whole wheat cereal that puts the B1 in B-breakfast. Say, you'll go for Ralston. It tastes great. Ask Mother to get you a red and white checkerboard package tomorrow.
Hold on there, Don. I'll be a galloping gopher looking. It's roundup time. So let's get going.
Up, Tony. Up, boy. Up.
This here is Pecos, reminding you to buy defense bonds and stamps to help Uncle Sam win the war. You can buy them at your bank, post office, or ask your newspaper carrier boy or a retailer for them. Don't forget to tune in Tom Mix tomorrow at 5:45. Good night.
Enjoy delicious rye crisp as bread at every meal. At the recent National Nutrition Conference in Washington, D.C., America's foremost nutritionists felt that everyone should eat a whole grain bread regularly. And Rye Crisp is a whole grain bread, practically the only out-and-out whole grain bread available nationally. And is it good? Rye Crisp is whole rye baked into crisp, thin, golden brown wafers with a flavor that's downright thrilling. Now, Rye Crisp comes in the red and white checkerboard package. Be sure to ask for Rye Crisp, spelled R-Y-K-R-I-S-P, Rye Crisp, tomorrow. Get the happy all-American habit of enjoying delicious Rye Crisp as bread at every meal.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.